Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tazayin Parsha Pekudei Sicha Beis. If Ela Pekudei Amishkan Mishkan Eidos, at the beginning of our Parsha where it says these are the accountings of the Mishkan of testimony. So it says two times the word Mishkan. Zog Chazal Adosvas of State Mishkan Mishkan Shnei Pamin. The reason it says Mishkan two times is Meramazayf Mishkan Shnis Mashkin B'Shnei Churbanim. That is an allusion to the fact that the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, which was taken as collateral by Hashem by being destroyed twice. In other words, Hashem took it back as collateral to be given back at some time in the future from Bayis Rishon and from Bayis Sheni. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and taken as a Mashkan. So the word Mishkan is the same word as Mashkan. Is in demnish movement, so we have to understand about this. V'es fregen meforshim, as in fact some of the commentaries ask, nor eine von de zwei mol mishkan, mishkan is miyusar. Only one of the two times that it says in our pasuk hamishkan is extra, because one of them does have to say varam ein mol mishkan daftach stein legufei, because one time mishkan you need to, it has to be written. Only the second one is actually extra. So how can we expound on, when do we expound? When there is a word which is, it doesn't need to be there and it's written, so we know that it teaches something additional. But since only one Mishkan is extra, so only one should be able to be expounded in this way. But here we darshan both, we expound on both as Mishkan Mishkan Shnei Pa'amim. The reason it says Mishkan twice, saying the Meramas of Tzvei Churbanim from Beit HaMikdashes, they allude to the two times, the two different Beit HaMikdashes that were destroyed. But since there's only one word Mishkan that should be expounded, so how does it allude to both? Is the Fun Gufa Gedrungen? So from this itself we can understand as the Limud Hanal for Mishkan Mishkan, that this teaching that is brought, that Chazal bring from the two times Mishkan, is nisht adrosha miyatura dekra, is not expounded on in the way that sometimes you expound on the fact that the pasuk says words which seem out of place or they seem unnecessary, nor adremez, but rather it's understood from, it's an allusion to Beloshan Rashi, as Rashi says, in them kefil for Mishkan, and the fact that the word Mishkan is repeated twice, so it alludes to the that there is another meaning to the word Mishkan, which is the normal meaning of Mishkan, means the dwelling place. Here, Mishkan is an allusion to the Mashkan, which means collateral. The seistas masim lepirush apshat fun Mishkan a Mishkan redder posig ven the Mishkan, which means that in the normal meaning of the word, according to Pshat, the Mishkan is talking about the actual Mishkan in the desert. Nor the Bai is the Loshem Mishkan Meramez, but at the same time, because there's an extra word Mishkan, so it also gives us an allusion, a hint to the fact, a dominion from Mashkan, that it also means it's to be understood also with the meaning of Mashkan, which means collateral, Mishkan, Mishkan, Shnei Pa'amim, that it says twice the word Mishkan, that shows Vaist of the Mashkan for the Tzvei Mikdashes is alluding to the Mashkan, the collateral that Hashem took from us by both Batei HaMikdash. It's not even talking anymore about the Mishkan. Now we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, but it's all in Aremez, rather than there's an extra two words. It's not extra two words, it's only one word extra. So therefore it just points us in the direction of the second meaning of the word Mishkan twice. Beis, the Sforno is Masbir. The Sforno explains, as the Pasuk Eilu B'Kudu HaMishkan V'Goyim Brengt Arroiz Dem Goyd L'Amaylu Fun De Chelke V'Kli HaMishkan, that this Pasuk Eilu B'Kudu HaMishkan is teaching us about the great quality of the components of the Mishkan. First of all, the Mishkan itself, the walls and so on, and also the kelim, the implements, the components of the Mishkan that they were used inside, that the Mizbeach and so on, all the other different kelim of the Mishkan. Vasulib dem is loy nifsedu, that they have a certain quality, that because of this great quality, they didn't fall apart, they didn't start to break, they didn't They didn't have to be refurbished. They always remained whole. The Chazal Zogna, as our sages tell us, Shema Teimer Oved, you might think that the parts of the Mishkan, like the walls of the Mishkan, would eventually fall apart. They would begin to sink or whatever it is, Talmud Loimar. So the Pasuk says, Atze Shittim Oimdim, wood of Shittim, which are upright, Sha'imdim, which also means Sha'imdim La'adu La'ilmi Elamim, that they will remain steadfast forever and ever. They never broke, they never became compromised. Unochmer, and another thing about this, Le'nofal Dover Lahem Biyada Oivim, that no part of the Mishkan ever fell into the hands of the enemies. The parts of the Mishkan that once they finished using them, when they got to Eretz Yisrael and they built the Beis HaMikdash, were hidden away underneath, somewhere underneath the Beis HaMikdash itself, and those parts never fell into the hands of the enemies. And the Pasuk is Mefarad Diprotei Amailus, and this Pasuk, Eile Pekudei, details all of these qualities, that it's because of these qualities that we will find now in this pasuk. It's because of those qualities that they always remained whole, they never broke, and also they never fell into the hands of the enemies. Mishkan Eidus. So how do we know that from this pasuk? The Mishkan of the Eidus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, that was appointed, that was taken care of by Moshe. Avodas Halevim, the work of Levim Biyad Isamar, by the hand of Isamar ben Aaron, Ubetzalel, and also that was built by Betzalel. So this pasuk teaches all those things. Vaslib di alamailas, that is because of all these qualities. Sharas Shchina b'maisi yadayim, that's why the divine presence rested on their handiwork. V'leinofel biyad oivim, and it never fell into the hands of the enemies, and it always remained whole. So it details Mishkan Eidus means that it had the Aron and the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did it. It was done through the work of the Levim. It was done through Isamar. It was done through Betzalel. All of these components added to the special quality of the Mishkan, and for this reason they always remained unbroken, and also never fell into the hands of the enemies. Mashenke by Migdash Rishon, on the other hand, by the first base of Migdash, was signed in Nishgiv and the Alamilos, which did not have all of these qualities. Is Afal Pisha Sharsa by Shechina. So even though it's true that the Shechina did dwell in the first base of Migdash, the Aram was there, and so therefore the Shechina was there. Nifsedu Chalokov, yet things broke and they had to fix them and so on. Benofel B'Soif HaKoil, and in the end it all fell into the end of the Babylonians took captive all the things from the Mishkan except for the Aram. By Migdash Sheni, and the same and even more so in regards to the second base of Migdash, because it had none of these conditions at all, because it didn't even have the Aram, so it didn't have Mishkan Ha'edus. So therefore, lo sharsa b'shchina, and so the Shechina did not dwell there. V'nafu b'yad oivim, and in the end, the Romans took all of the keli kli beis hamikdash. They took them captive. V'yesh loimar, and perhaps we could say, as the mokar v'oivdem, that what's the source of this? Al kapanim suklolus apirush, maybe not to the details, but the general idea that we find that because of certain elements, therefore there was an eternity that was given to the clay, to the Mishkan. We find that is from the Maimah Chazal and Gemara, comes from the Gemara, as lo sholtus aneim b'maisi yedei Moshe, that the enemies were never able to take control of the handiwork of Moshe. Whatever Moshe did, they were never able to get their hands on. Under far, and therefore is mishanivne beis migdash rishon, once they built the first base of migdash, nignas oil moed. The oil mayad means the building of the Mishkan, crush of the board, the boards, the walls, crush of rechav, all of the components, the parts that made up the hardware of the walls, v'amudav, v'adonav, the poles that held up the curtain around the chotzer, and the foundations. They were all hidden away underneath the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, because they were hidden from the beginning of this first Beis HaMikdash, therefore, even when they plundered and pillaged the first Beis HaMikdash, they never got their hands on those. And if them is miyusa the pirush as ashupuket al pi Moshe, and this that's based on this interpretation that it was done through Moshe, is a tam of the nitzchius. That is the reason. That's the reason why it had this eternal element to it. From the chelke v'kli hamikdash, why the components that made up the of the mishkan, sorry, kli hamishkan, the components of the mishkan had this eternal aspect to them that they never broke and they were never fell into the hands of the enemies. That's we find that in the Gemara, and that's what the basis of the general idea is, that it's all because it was done through Moshe. Odi Maile in Mishkan Lagabda Mikdoshes is Mitzadim Pshat Hamikra. This unique quality that the Mishkan has even over the Batei Mikdosh, because they did not have this eternal quality, is comes from the Pshat of the Mikra. In other words, as things seem on the surface, is daf. That's what pshat is. Is dafke the mishkan zaynik maisi dei Moshe shepugadal mi Moshe anitzchi. That's why dafke the mishkan, which was done through Moshe. That's why only the mishkan has that eternal quality to it. Mashenkin. On the other hand, the mikdashes, the batei hamikdash from later, was noflu biyado even, which eventually fell into the hands of the enemy, was a charegvar and became destroyed. That was because it was not Moshe Rabbeinu that built them. Of the mitzad dem remes, but now that's from the pshat. But now that we look at the remes from this mishkan versus in pasuk, which we find in this pasuk, the says viderinin is bepnimi is. In other words, when we look a little more beneath the surface, we look a little deeper into the matter. Seinen euch de mikdashes nitzchiim. The Batei HaMikdash also have an eternal aspect to them, as will soon be explained. When the midvert farenfet, and by understanding this, that the that this remez gives shows us that there is a certain eternity to the Batei HaMikdash as well, answers that tmiya agdeila, a very great question that could be asked. First, the pasuk is meramez oifen churban Beis HaMikdash v'dvort mishkan shenis mashkin. Why is it that the pasuk alludes to the fact that the Batei HaMikdash were destroyed by using the word mishkan or mashkin? That inyan von a mashkin is nicht as der far mashkin to chavetz vert verloren von sein balabais, because the meaning of a of collateral does not mean that the item that is used as the collateral is now completely lost to the original owner. It's not so at all. As a geit ariber in ganzen rishus von malve, that it now gets transferred completely into the ownership of the one giving the loan, who is taking the collateral. Nor, what the truth is, er gefinzer ba malve zeitweilig. It's given to the creditor only temporarily. Und sof sof vet der selber geifets maschen umgekehrt zum leuwe. And in the end, when the person that took the loan pays back the loan, so then the mashkin, the collateral, is returned to him fully. When azoy oich has been against the mikdashes, and therefore the same also applies in regards to the base of mikdash. Vazei zayne choru gevaren meitnish tazei emetzizes in gansel bote gevaren chazer shalom. The fact that they were destroyed does not mean that they were, that they're over. That's it. They were destroyed. End of story. Not so at all, chazer shalom. No, thus is blois in an oifen from a mashkin, that it's only done as a temporary measure. As sof sof at the mikdash atzmoy alavechin abeis, that in the end, the time will come when the beis hamikdash itself, both the first one and the second one, umgeked v'en tziyidin, it will be returned to the yidin. That's what's alluded to by the word mashkin, that it's only a temporary thing that they're destroyed, but they will be returned to the Yidden in the same way. The same Beis HaMikdash will be returned. And that's why the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is alluded to by the word Mashkin, that the destruction is only temporary and it's not to be seen as that's the end of the story, it will never be had again. The Mailas HaNitzchiyas Hanal Vasidoin Mishkan L'Gabedim Mikdashas, this quality of eternity which the Mishkan has over the Beis HaMikdash is not going to get the chelke ukli hamishkan, is only in regards to the components of the mishkan. Of a negay the ktushas hamokim, That's only in regards to the physical things which built the walls and the other implements of the Mishkan. But in regards to the space, the area on which the Beis Hamikdash was built, the Ashras Hashchinah b'makom haMishkan b'hamikdash, when we talk about the dwelling, the resting, the presence of the Shekhinah in the place of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, gefind mit dem Meilus Hanitzch is dafke Mikdash. Over there, in regards to that aspect of it, we find eternity dafke in the Beis Hamikdash and not in the Mishkan, in regards to the holiness that is retained on the place, in the place where Hashem's presence is found. As the Rambam tells us in the laws of the Beis Hamikdash, he says, "Ukfar nisparos b'Torah Mishkan she'asam Moshe Rabbeinu." The Torah already gave us the details of the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made. "V'hayu l'fishah," and it was a temporary place. "V'chulu," and he goes on to say, "Kivin shabat nivna Hamikdash v'Yerushalayim." But as soon as the Beis Hamikdash was built in Yerushalayim, "Nesru kolam makamis kulam." All other places became prohibited. You cannot build a Beis Hamikdash anywhere else other than in the place where in Yerushalayim. You can't bring a korban anywhere else other than in that one place. And there is no place, there is no home for Hashem's presence forever, for all of eternity, only in Yerushalayim, Ubahar Maria, and on the Mount Maria, which is the Har HaBayis, where the Beis Hamikdash was built. The Chul. And he brings a Pasuk to show this. Zois Menuchasi Adayad. This is my resting place forever, for eternity, says Hashem. As the Kedusha in Mokam HaMishkan is nor given l'fishah. So what he's saying is that the holiness that was attached to the place of the Mishkan, that was only temporary. Uvaloshna Kosov, and as the Pasuk tells us, ve'eyem ischalich ba'oyel, and I will travel, I will go along in a tent. A tent is a temporary place. On abayis, but a home, which means a permanent place, l'ashraz hashchin b'kvi, is a place where the presence of Hashem can be in a fixed place, an ongoing thing. L'doiri adoiri is for all of eternity. Is nor amikdash in Yerushalayim. That is only true for the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Alderozeh in Kavash Lila, and the same also pertains to the other side of the coin, which is Neso Kolam Akim is Kolam Livnei. That once you have your permanent place for Dashrav Sashchina, you're not allowed to build anything anywhere else, because this is the only eternal place. Whereas by the Mishkan, it was moving around from place to place. It went to Shiloh, it went to different places. Unochmer, and even more so, by Binyan Migdash Rishon, Hatzachon Gifan Oivyaton, Nij Bleis HaMokim Kavul Asheras HaShchina. Once the first Beis HaMikdash was built, it accomplished not only a permanent place for the presence of Hashem, nor the Asheras HaShchina is dan b'poil givoren in an oifen nitzchi. But that it's not just that in this place, that's the only place that you can now have Hashras HaShchina. But another thing about it is that the Hashras HaShchina, the presence of Hashem, is there eternally. Be the Rambam Paskent, as the Rambam tells, gives the ruling, as the Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim, that the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Osid Lavei, that the original Kedusha that was attached to the Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdash has become sanctified forever, for all time. Because the holiness that is connected to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim comes because that's where Hashem chose to put His presence, and the presence of Hashem is eternal. It never stops. And therefore, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is remains holy eternally, even when the Beis HaMikdash is not there. Same also Yerushalayim, in the holiness that Yerushalayim has. Von dem ist verstandig. From this we understand that das, was so hat sich gerät früher, that which we spoke earlier, as bepnimis mitzadem remeshe v'mikas einen euch de mikdashes nitzchiim, that if you look a little deeper, you see that also in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, both Beis HaMikdash, they are also eternal, not only the Mishkan. wie der Mishkan, ist es nicht nur mit Sadem, was die Kedushas Mokam Amigdash eine Betele. So it's not only because the place of the Beis Amigdash is eternal and it always retains its holiness. Not only because of that. That's also an eternal element of the Beis Amigdash. But that's not what we're talking about here. And we, how do we know that we're not talking about that? Val adarabe, because to the contrary, in them is doch migdash ikir, farana yisrin im migdash logam imishkan, because in regards to that matter, the Beis HaMikdash has more of an eternal aspect than the Mishkan. The Mishkan did not have the presence of Hashem eternally. The place where the Mishkan stood in the desert, the many different places where it stood, now have no holiness attached to them. Only the Beis HaMikdash has the space as an eternal holiness. So it can't be about that. Nor as euch in the Mikdashes is da al kaponim ame'ein from the minyan nitzchus is in chelke v'kliya mishkum. That rather, what we're talking about is that in the components that make up the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there too, there is at least on some level an eternal element to it, just like the Mishkan has an eternal element in the components which make up the Mishkan. So the Remez is teaching us about the parts of the Mishkan and not about the space of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, the parts of the Beis HaMikdash and not about the space where the Beis HaMikdash is, because in the space of the Beis HaMikdash that it has an even greater holiness than the Mishkan. So the fact that this Pasuk is teaching us al derech HaRemez as an allusion, as a hint, that there is also an eternal component to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not talking about the space, but it's talking about the elements themselves. So to understand this more clearly, Dafmen Magdim Zayin was the Chazal Zogna from Pasuk. We first have to explain what the Chazal tell us on the Pasuk Kile Bosam Ad Ata El Amanucha Vel Anachla, that you did, the Pasuk says, you did not come here yet to the place of rest and to the place of inheritance, meaning that at this point where Hashem says to the Yidden, you are still traveling, you're not yet, you haven't come to your permanent residence yet. Menucha zu Shiloi, Nachla zu Yerushalayim. So we're talking about the Mishkans and Beis HaMikdash. So the halachas that pertain to the Mishkan are different, then they will eventually pertain to the time of the Beis HaMikdash is standing. That's what the Pasuk is trying to say there. And so Menucha, you haven't yet come to the Menucha. Menucha is talking about Mishkan Shiloh, which stood for 369 years. That is certainly a certain permanence to it. And Nachla, the final inheritance, that of course refers to Yerushalayim. In Pashtus is the Tam Favos Davki Yerushalayim Vert Ongerufen Nachlo and Shiloh Blois Menucha. To simply put, the reason why Davki Yerushalayim is called the inheritance and the Shiloh is only a resting place but not a permanent place, Val Nachla Vaist of Kviyas Mervi Menucha, because Nachla, inheritance, shows on a more permanent situation than Menucha, than rest, because rest can also be a temporary thing. You take a rest between two other situations. On the far Verd Yerushalayim, was ein sham bayis l'doyrei adoyres elav Yerushalayim ungeruf anachlan. That's why Yerushalayim, about which the Rambam says that there is no permanent home that is eternal, only Yerushalayim, and therefore that's called Nachla, which means the final inheritance. Avados is nish masrik, but that explanation is not enough. For am loit ein deya, because according to one opinion, is Menucha zu Yerushalayim Nachla zu Shiloi. According to one opinion in the Gemara, it says the opposite, that Menucha is referring to Yerushalayim and Nachla is referring to Shiloi. Afal pi vasul kula almat Yerushalayim zicha hecher amayla b'Shiloi. Because even though everybody agrees, even this opinion that reverses the Menucha and the Nachla also agree that Yerushalayim has a greater permanence than Shiloi. And therefore we have to say, as oichem menucha is da amaylo if nachla, that there, at least according to that opinion, we see that there is a certain quality to menucha, to rest, even greater than nachla, which is the reason why this opinion considers Shiloi to be nachla and Yerushalayim to be menucha, because menucha has a greater quality. Das heißt, das Menucha Nachla seine zwei besondere Sugi Meilas. In other words, what this means is that there are two different qualities that are brought out. One quality is brought out from Menucha, and one unrelated quality is brought out from Nachla. V'yesh bazu, mashayim bazu, and each one has the quality which the other one doesn't. And therefore, in a certain sense, you could say that Menucha, in one, at least from the perspective of that quality, Menucha is greater. From the perspective of the other quality, Nachla is greater. So that's what the machlok is between those two opinions, whether it's Shiloh or Yerushalayim, because each one has their quality. The question is, which one pertains to Yerushalayim and which one pertains to Shiloh? So what are those two qualities? The beer in them. So the explanation is, V'gezokt is the Milo from Mishkan in them. What is the quality that we find in regards to the Mishkan? Was the chelke b'kliya Mishkan zayne nitzchim. As we said before, that the components which make up the Mishkan had an eternal aspect to them, which is the reason that they never fell apart, they never fell into the hands of the enemy. But the Mishkan als makam asher ha'shchina is given alufishah. But this place where the Mishkan stood, that didn't have a permanence to it at all. That was only temporary. Like a tent expresses the temporary situation. Da'kegem by Migdash. On the other hand, when we talk about the Migdash, is lahepech, that has the exact opposite qualities. In makam amigdash is da'an ikdusha nitzchis. In the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, there is an eternal holiness to it. In Eina B'Teila, it never goes away. But in regards to the building itself, and the components which make up the building, and the parts, and so on, Nifsedu, they first of all did become compromised. They had to be fixed from time to time. And eventually they fell into enemy hands. So they have the exact opposite qualities of the Mishkan. Und die zwei verschiedene Meilas and Merumas in the zwei Teire, Menucha und Nachla, and these two different types of qualities are brought out by the two descriptions of Menucha and Nachla. Was the chilik b'pashas zwischen zeh is, what is the difference between Menucha and Nachla? Menucha is metayer de matzav von nefesh adam gavre. Rest describes the situation of the person that is in the situation. The person is at rest. It is nishtana matzah von tiltul l'makim l'makim. The person involved with this building doesn't have to move around from place to place. And in them gate oicharayim, the matzah von the kliya adam, which also includes, of course, everything that belongs to the person. Because everything that belongs to the person also has to move along with the person. So the feeling of rest, the situation of rest that applies to the person, also applies to the possessions that move with him. As we see literally, as the keil kli adam virkna adam das adam, that when a person has his things around him, and that the things which belong to the person have an effect on how the person feels and so on, and he's closer to the things that he has more than to the building in which he finds himself, which are further from his experience, and only the things which he uses, like your bed or whatever it is much closer to bringing a feeling of rest to the person. There are people that need to bring their pillow wherever they go. In other words, that they feel a closer, it gives them more comfort, a feeling of being at rest than the place in which they are. The walls in which they are don't make as big a difference as the things which you use. Dakeg Nachla, but on the other hand, Nachla is mitayer de tchuna von dem etzem zach hefze de karka kiyetzebe, but inheritance, which means permanent place, having a permanent place, that refers more to the area in which, to the place, to the space in which you occupy, rather than you or the things which you own. The mitzvah movement was Mishkan Shilu Velches Bechalke Bashtana from the Mishkan Sha'asa Moshe, which explains why the Mishkan Shilu, which at least part of it was made up of the of parts of what Moshe Rabbeinu built. The Rambam says, as the Rambam explains, Ubanu Sham Bayis, and they built in Shiloh a stone house. The actual building was made out of stone. Parshu Yiriyas HaMishkan Olav, but they didn't make a roof. They spread the curtains, the coverings of the Mishkan instead of the roof. They made it out of the coverings of the Mishkan, so it had components of the Mishkan as part of Mishkan Shiloh. Therefore, is Malasei Menucha. That's why the pasuk, the word Menucha, applies more to the Mishkan Shiloh, because it had parts of the clay HaMishkan, of the thing, the components of the Mishkan, as a part of the Mishkan Shiloh. The Nitzchis in them is given in the Chelke B'Klei HaMishkan. The eternity, the eternal element of it was the not the place which it occupied, but rather the parts of the Mishkan that were brought into the Mishkan Shiloh. Zachem was very metaltal mit menschen, meaning the things which come along with the person. As he said, Menucha pertains more to the person and the things which surround them, that he uses. Und der Rieber, wenn es ist gekommen l'day kviyas in Shiloh, and therefore when there was an element of permanence in Shiloh, which was not eternal, but it was permanence because it would lasted for so many years, Vertus ongerufen Menucha, that's why it's called Menucha, because the permanence of it pertained more to the fact that it had the elements of the Mishkan with it. Vazu mitar kanal de matzah for nevesh adam, because it describes the person and the things which accompany the person. And that was the state of permanence of the Mishkan Shiloh, that it had parts of the Mishkan with it. Masha'enkin the Mikdash. But when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, was Malosa is nish in the Chelke V'Klei HaMikdash, that the quality of the Beis HaMikdash is not made up by the building or the implements that are used in it, because they didn't have eternity. Nor in Mokam HaMikdash, the eternal aspect of the Beis HaMikdash is the place which it occupies. Bet Ongerufen Behasam Lozeh Nachla, that's why it's called in the same understanding of how we're dividing Nachla and Menucha. It fits more to call it Nachla, as we said, Nachla describes the permanence of the place which you occupy, and that's why the pasuk Nachla would pertain more to the Beis HaMikdash. The Hasbara in the Chilukim analysis of Mishkan and Mikdash. More explanation about this difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The inyan von Nitzchi is ken sich nicht öftern durch Meise b'nei Adam. Eternity is something that cannot be accomplished by people. People cannot grasp, bring about eternity. Nivroi mugbalim, because people are limited, created beings. Das ist shayach nor by Meise Yadosh Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Eternity can only relate or can only be accomplished through the handiwork of Hashem Himself, who is eternal. That's why the components of the Beis HaMikdash, the building and so on, was not eternal. Because as the Zohar says, they were built by humans, and therefore they lack eternal. On the other hand, the fact that the place, the space of the Beis HaMikdash, has this eternal holiness, is the snishan in yivos b'nei adam tu'anov. It's not something that the people brought about. Nor does is the makam ha'shiyivchar Hashem elkecha boi, l'shak and shmei shav. This is the place which Hashem chose that he wants to be, that's where he wants his name to be associated with, and therefore he chose that place. And that's why it has the eternal element of being the place forever. Uvaloshna Rambam, as Rambam says, Kedushas HaMikdash Mipnei HaShchina Shchina Eina B'Teila, as Rambam says, the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash comes about because of the Shechina, because he chose that place, and the Shechina is eternal, and therefore the holiness of that place will be eternal. Das heißt, nicht der Binyan HaMikdash hat aufgetan, der Nitzchias Hashrosa Shechina Mikdash, meaning to say that it wasn't the building of the Beis HaMikdash which brought the Shechina there. No, das ist bloß gewesen, achone, as the Makom soll sein, Mokshe zu as Hashra. The building of the Beis HaMikdash was only the way in which we drew the Shechina into that place, but it's the Shechina which brings the eternal aspect to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Und as zizol zayin ba'ifen golui, and that it should be in a, that the Ashra, the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina should be there in a manifest way, in an open and revealed way. Aber der Ashra gufa is gekumen mit zad chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the fact that this was going to be the place where Hashem was going to dwell, that came because Hashem chose that place in the Mokam. Aber was der Riber is a san inyan nitzchi, and therefore that's the place has the eternal element to it because that was chosen by Hashem. The building was built by people, but the place was chosen by Hashem. Mishkan, aber on the other hand, when we talk about the Mishkan, is fakert, the exact opposite exists. The Ashrosa Shechina is nishgukum etzad chiras Hakadosh Baruch Hu makom haMishkan. The presence of Hashem did not come to the Mishkan as the place of the Mishkan, the Shakan Shmo Yisham, that he should rest, that he should dwell there. It was not because of the place where the Mishkan was being built. Not the Asiyas HaMishkan is given to Sibah of them, but it was the building of the Mishkan which was what drew the Shechina into that place. As the Pasuk says, make for me a Mikdash, which means build for me a Mishkan, and I will dwell in it, or in them. And so now, when we remove the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan from that place, the Oivgestalt Mishkan, the built Mishkan is removed from that place. The Vasul Migdash Ved Bottle the Mesuva. When you remove the Vasul Migdash, the building of the Mishkan, so then the result of it is also bottle. In other words, the Ashraus Ashchina no longer exists in that place. The Vishachanti in the Mart. So there is no more Vishachanti in that place. The Mishkan moved to a different place. The Shechina will move along with it to a different place. Now when we talk about the components of the Mishkan, they were created by Moshe. Thus Moshe is Eved Hashem. Moshe is the servant of Hashem. Eved Neman, a loyal servant. Thus the ganze Metzius from Eved is the Metzius HaAdam, that the whole existence of the loyal servant is only the existence. He's merely an extension of his master, of Hashem. Especially according to the interpretation, in Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbi, that says that whatever the servant, the slave acquires, the master acquires. So the Rashba says about this, as it's meant nisht as the Eved is kaina farzich, or do them vetus niknil rabbi. So he says it doesn't mean that the slave acquires it for himself, and because he acquires it for himself, so therefore it's transferred to the owner. It's not at all. Nor as mechatchilas kana rabbi. What it means is that it doesn't go through the slave. It's not that the slave owns it and then it becomes. It's because the slave acquired it. That means that the owner acquired it. In other words, bringing out that the slave is merely an extension of the master. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu was merely an extension of Hashem. Is Azoivi Maisi Yadushal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zayin Nitzchim. So therefore, just like whatever Hashem does is eternal, Azoiv Zayin Nech Demaisi Yidei Moshe Eved Hashem. So also, whatever Moshe does, which is a loyal servant, and whatever he does is as if Hashem is doing it. Therefore, it also is eternal. So that's about the Mishkan, the components of the Mishkan. Zayin, v'yishleimer, and one could say, as das is eich the tam, that this is also the reason for vaz da ashras hashchina and migdash is given b'schus from David HaMelech, that the presence of Hashem was brought into the Beis HaMikdash in honor and merit of David HaMelech. V'chazal zogna, as our sages tell us, as dafkin novdan v'yishleimer at mespal geben sumay bishn, that only after Shleimer HaMelech built the whole Beis HaMikdash, and then when he wanted to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, it couldn't, he couldn't get it in. The doors closed, and he couldn't get them get it in. Only after he prayed to Hashem, Hashem Elokim al toshev pnei mishichecha, Hashem Elokim, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Zichr lechazdei David avdecha, remember in merit of David your servant. In other words, he had to evoke his father's merit, David HaMelech. Only then was he able to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, and then the presence of Hashem came into the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that it only came in as a result and in honor of David HaMelech. That since the presence of Hashem had to be brought in at that moment, that it should be an eternal presence of Hashem, So the preparation for this drawing the presence in of Hashem into the Beis HaMikdash in an eternal way had to be done through someone that had a similar element, a similar quality to Moshe Rabbeinu, that his Moshe Rabbeinu's handiwork is eternal, and this person also had to have an element of eternity similar to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to bring, to create the circumstances in which Hashem's presence could be brought into the Beis HaMikdash in an eternal way. And the Father does gekumen b'schus David, and that's why it came dafke b'schus David. Vasinyone is Eved Hashem, that he also is known as the servant of Hashem. Vas the Father Shleima Madgish given in the Tfilah Hanal David Avdecha, and that's why Shleima Melech described him that way in honor of David Avdecha, David your servant. That was the element, the key element of why David had to be invoked. Mitzadem zanig ma'ase yodav nitzchim. And that because of this, because of David HaMelech, that also has that element of eternity, that's why what he did also became eternal. Ashaloi sholtabem oivim, that the, as the Gemara says, that the enemy did not get their hands on it, by Moshe, just like by Moshe, kimavurin Gemara, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says that when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash sunk into the ground so that they were not able to take the doors. In other words, that there was a certain element of eternity also, that parts of it were not able to be taken by the enemy. Ches. Al pi dembir anal b'maylos atari menucha, based on how we explain the quality of menucha, why we find that the term menucha is used dafket in regards to Yerushalayim, even though the other opinion, the main opinion, is that nachla is in regards to Yerushalayim, but we find an opinion that menucha is used in regards to Yerushalayim. Bochar Hashem b'tziyin, as we say, it says Hashem chose tziyin, zayis menuchasi yad yad, this is my resting place forever. So why is menucha used in regards to Yerushalayim? Because it would seem vibald as v'nachla zu Yerushalayim u'menucha zu shiloi, since v'nachla is Yerushalayim and menucha is shiloi, had yedav shtein zayis nachlosi yadiyad, then it should have said this is my inheritance forever, not my resting place. And the answer is v'al in the migdash ha-shlishi v'al zayim beida mailas, because in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash will have both of these qualities, Sai Nachla, Sai Menucha, both the quality of Nachla and the quality of Menucha. Zai Nitzchis is Nishnor in Mokem HaMikdash, because by the third Beis HaMikdash, the eternal element of it will be not only that the place where it is has an eternal holiness, the Migdash Rishon V'Sheni, which was the quality that the first and second Beis HaMikdash had, nor eich the binyan atzmai, but rather the elements of the building itself will also have an eternal element to it. Inyan amenucha, which, as we said earlier, is described by the term menucha, that hob makiyim nitzchi will also be eternal. Bibalda eibush aleim v'ter bayin, v'ter bayin, as we, because since it will be Hashem Himself that will build the building itself, commission is Nehmar, as it says in the pasuk, Migdash Adnai Keninu Yadecha, that is a holy place which Hashem's hands have established. be a state in Zayra, the Zayra says that the Midrash Rashisha bet geboid veren al yoda da kutsha brichu, that the third Beis HaMikdash will be built through the hands of Hashem, on the ribi yehei kayama l'doira doiren, and therefore it will be eternal from generation to generation for always. So the menucha, which means the components of it, will also be eternal, at least in the third Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the term menucha can apply also to Yerushalayim, at least for the future of Yerushalayim. But the question could be asked about this: the Pirush HaPashut from Pasuk Zeis Menuchas Yadayat, because the simple meaning of the Pasuk, this is my resting place forever, Ret Nishnor Vegnem Zam from Migdash Shlishi, is not only referring to the time and the future of the third Beis HaMikdash, nor Vegnem Migdash Rishon, it's actually talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, and he calls it, this is my resting place forever. Unochme, the Rambam bring them Pasuk als Tamif, as in fact the Rambam brings this pasuk as the source that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash anywhere else once the first Beis HaMikdash was built. So we see that it refers to the first Beis HaMikdash. So then how could it be Zeis Menuchasi at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash when the components of the building were not yet eternal? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is the Gemara Zokta Neirvin. The Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, Lagab de Chanois from Bnei Yisrael and Midbar, in regards to the encampments that the Yidden had in the Midbar, they went from place to place, each place that they camped. So the Gemara says, Kibin Dechsiv Behu Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Since it says in regards to the places where they're going to set up camp, it is according to the word of Hashem that they decided where to set up camp, and according to the word of Hashem that it was decided when they should travel. Kiman de kviya lehu dami, it's as if it's a permanent place. The Gemara there is talking about that how do you determine the spate, the area for Erev Tchumen, from where you measure the edge of the city, that it has to be, you only measure from the outer outlying houses if they are permanent houses, but if there are tents set up that are not permanent, then you don't measure from there. So the Gemara says, but the whole Midbar, it was all temporary. They were all tents. So how did they have that? How did it have the status of a permanent place that you could walk anywhere within that area? So he says, because it was when they camped, it was Hashem saying to camp here. So that gives it a permanence. In other words, Hagam as Yisrael b'Midbar Yeshua Holim Hoyu Sheinim Kfuim, that even though the Yidden, as they were living in the desert, they were living in tents which are not permanent. V'Baal Dober Azeya Chanoya Ba'il is given al Pi Avaya, since there where they camped in the tents was by the word of Hashem, is Kman the Kfiya Dom Eluhu Domi. It's as if it has a real permanence. The Chanoya Alein, the oil vert is Manachania and Inya from Keva, that the tent in which they live, because it is Hashem instructing it, therefore it became permanent. So the same is true in our case as well. Vibald as al pi Hashem vert the Migdash Angerufim Baye, since Hashem calls the first Beis HaMikdash, even he called it a Baye for him biz the Migdash. Because until the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, Hashem called it an oil. He was traveling along in a tent, in an impermanent place. But now he calls it, the first Beis HaMikdash, he called it by the name Bayis. Permanence is Kiman de Kviya Lohudami, so it becomes permanent because Hashem called it permanent. As Oich der Migdash Ba'atzme is Nishlu Fisho, that the Beis HaMikdash is not a temporary thing, nor a hot in Zich. And therefore has in the first place Megdash also similar to the idea of Menucha, Nitzchius Nidoinus Kva, it becomes a permanent place in the components as well. And the far past the Torah Menucha, Oich B'Shechus Megdash Rishon V'Sheni, and that's why the term Menucha also applies to the first and second base Megdash, because Menucha, which describes the permanence of the components of it, and it fits for that too. Varamagam as the shleimus in yana manucha as avi in the chalke kliya migdash. Although in its ultimate and perfect state, the concept of manucha, which means the kind of permanence that the clay mishkan had, vert erzain the migdash shlishi, will only come into play by the third base of migdash, where it will be truly permanent. Is aber am ende fun, but somewhat we have it also erda migdash shlishi v'sheni. We have it in the first and second base of migdash as well. V'bal da'az al pi Hashem, since by the word of Hashem, since they are called by Hashem a bias, which means Hashem calls it a permanent place, and therefore it has permanence even as far as the components are, even though not absolute and total permanence, the way the third Beis Hamikdash will be and the way the Mishkan was. That explains also why all the preparations for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he did not build it, but the preparations of the building were done through David HaMelech, Tanakh, as Nach tells all the preparations that he did, is Valmaisi Yodav Zayna Nitzchim, because the handiwork of David HaMelech as being an Eved also has a certain element of an eternity, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Umetzadem is oichin guf beis hamikdash given am aim for the inyan hanitzchis canal, and that's why, because it was David HaMelech that did all the preparations, therefore the third beis hamikdash was also able to have an element of permanence also to the components of it, not just to the place where it was. Nor from deswegen is nafal b'soif hakel b'yada oivim, but in the end it did fall into enemy hands. V'bald as the binyan b'peil is given duch shleima, because in the end who built it? It was not shleima melech, not David HaMelech. Nor the achan is given alyidei David. Only the preparation was done through David. Therefore, it didn't have that absolute ultimate permanence. It had only some component of permanence, but in the end it did fall into the hands of the enemies. The element of permanence that it had was that the tavu ba'aret sha'areha, that the doorways sank into the ground so that the enemy could not reach them. Yud siz frier gebrach geworden das versteht in Sforno. He quoted earlier what the Sforno says as einif ne milus and mishkan. One of the qualities of the mishkan should be shvilim ayirayilias nitzchi, that is because of these qualities that the mishkan was able to be permanent. Is dosva said is mishkana edus shayba luchas edus. One of them is, as the first words in the pasuk, mishkana edus, the mishkan which housed the edus, which means that had the luchas edus in them. Is kashem v'yisizda atzad hashavat zishem mishkan migdash shlishi in milus anitzchi. So just like there is a certain common ground between the mishkan and the third Beis HaMikdash in the type of permanence that they have in the components of the building itself, as mentioned before. But if we go from Zeir Chalokim Mekalim, Azoy is Faran at Sada Shovet Zvishin Zey Oich and the Sibah from Zey Nitzchi. So also there is a certain commonality between the reason why they have that permanence. Shebeshulam Ayroi Liyas Nitzchi, as the Sforno says, that it's because of this that they're able to be permanent. Asayim Mishkan in Midbar and Asayim Migdash Shlishi, that both in the Mishkan as it was in the Midbar and also in the third base of Migdash, is the Orem B'mkayimit the Gansem Meshach Hazman from Zeyakiyum, that it was only in the Mishkan in the desert and in the third base of Migdash that the Orem and the Luchas were in the building the entire time that the building existed, meaning in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. Of course it will be so. Ma she'en kim by Migdash Sheni is the Aram L'chadchilin is given, whereas when we talk about the second Beis HaMikdash, the Aram wasn't there at all. Un b'ayim sofs man for Migdash Rishin is Gonzi Yishayo, and also in regards to the first Beis HaMikdash where the Aram was there, but at the very end, towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, King Yishayo hid away the Aron, and it was no longer in the building upstairs. It was hidden away underneath the Beis HaMikdash. So it's only in the Mishkan in the Midbar and in the third Beis Hamikdash where the Mishkan Eidos, the Aron, the Eidos, the Luchas and the Aron were there all the time, and therefore they have that absolute permanence based on the first reason in the Pasuk, which, as the Sforno explains, that the Pasuk in Eli Pekudei explains what the permanence of the Beis Hamikdash of the Mishkan was. Yudalev Vigeret Frier Barucha, as was mentioned earlier, is Eichen Mikdash Rishon V'Sheni Faran the Milus Hanitzchi, is that also in the first and the second Beis Hamikdash there's also an permanence to it. Nor Bazei is this Be'ike Begol in Yibushaychet Sechelke Hamikdash Nor Benigei Adash Ros Hashchina Mokam Hamikdash. But by the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, it's not about the components of the building, but rather about the place where the holiness is, where they are, which eternally houses the Shechina in its place, but not about the building and the components. Das heißt, es ist nicht wie der Nitzchi ist, was ist im Mishkan. In other words, that it's not as similar to the eternity of the Mishkan, because the Gashmi is the Rechelke, the Kliya Mishkan, and in Yitzchim, that the actual physical parts, the building and the components of the Mishkan, remain eternal. They never broke and so on, and they never fell into the hands of the enemy. But that's not true for the first and second Beis HaMikdash, because that's a different type of eternity. It's a spiritual permanence that the Shechina always remains there. Al pizeh, daf men zogen, based on this, we have to say, adoz vaz the Oren is meisif, that what does the Oren add to the permanence? Tut oiv de mailos hanitzchi is as nisht de nitzchi is ruchnis na shoras hashchina. So the Oren is not what adds and contributes to the eternity of the spiritual eternity, which is the Ashras Hashchina, because that was in the first and second Beis HaMikdash as well, where the Oren didn't have its full impact, because by the first Beis HaMikdash it wasn't there all the time, and by the second Beis HaMikdash it wasn't there at all. So what permanence does the Oren contribute? Tafke de Gashmi is the Genitzchi, it adds to the physical eternity from the Chelke V'Kli HaMishkon of the parts of the building and the implements. So we'll understand this by first explaining what is the Oren represent in a person's personal service of Hashem. Yeder Yid is a Mishkan of Mikdash Leizbarach. Every Yid we know is a miniature Mishkan of Mikdash to Hashem. Kedir Razal, how you do him, as the famous adage of our sages, Eifim Pasuk Vosel Mikdash Shechanti B'Seichem, they shall make for me a holy place and I will dwell amongst them. Is Geshemvi in Migdash and Adah? So, in other words, that it's Beseich Kol Echad VeEchad. That means within every Yid there is a Migdash. Is Geshemvi in Migdash and Adah Shloisha Diyurim. So, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the regular Beis HaMikdash, there is three different levels of holiness in the three areas of the Beis HaMikdash. There is the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Then there is the Kodesh, the holy place which is inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's Kodesh Kodashim, the inner sanctum, the Holy of Holies, which is of course the Kodesh Kodashim. But is in M is the Oren, and that's where the Oren was housed in the Kodesh Kodashim. So also there are three areas in the Mikdash HaProto by Yedin Eden, in the small Beis HaMikdash within every Yid. The Azara, what is the Azara? Vasin Ir is Gishtan of the Mizbeach Achitzen. In the courtyard was where the outer Mizbeach was. Is in Aveda the beginning of Chitzenis Alev. In Aveda, that means a Yid's Aveda with the external area of the heart, meaning to say the functional area of the heart, the part that relates to the outside, emotions, and so on. Kodesh, and then the holier place, the inner, more inner. Das is was is M. Was in M is the Mizbeach Pnimi. Then in the holy place was the inner Mizbeach, the one from the Ketores. That represents Pnimis Alev, the more inner dimension of the heart. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the inner sanctum, the holy of holies. Was in M is the Oren, which in the Beis HaMikdash was the Oren. That's Pnimis, the Pnimis Alev, the inner of the inner of the heart, which means Yechidah Sheva Nefesh, the very core essence of the Neshama. That about this aspect, the inner dimension, the pnimius of a pnimius alev yechida, as the Gemara says, that there's no shadow to the shadow. It's so removed that it doesn't even the shadow doesn't have a shadow. And it's even on lower levels, much lower levels than the yichidus of a nefesh, is also said that even when a Jew sins, the neshama is loyal to Hashem, remains loyal to Hashem, and that's not talking about yichida. That's talking about a lower level than yichida, a much lower level than yichida. That certainly yichida is always loyal to Hashem. As he is alamol gans, that it's always remains whole, nitzchi, in other words, eternal. On siz nitzayach has epis oivim zol nefesh shaylet zayin un onirin, that it's not possible that the enemy, the klippa, should have any kind of control over it and to be able to in any way affect it. So on the yechida, certainly there is no, it's something that is beyond reach of the enemy. V'yishleimer azadi bechine. Is the moishes of a chol echad ve'echad, and one could say that this level of the inner, the yechida, the place that is completely out of reach of the enemy, that is referring to the Moshe Rabbeinu, which is within every single Jew. B'dugma vi der oren teires in yonos from Moshe, just like the oren, since this is the oren, the yechida of a nefesh is the oren, and that is the Moshe, because teire is Moshe, that's the connected. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, as we say, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. In other words, that Moshe is related, of course, to Torah. So the Aron and Moshe and Torah, that's all one thing, and that's the Yechida, and that is the inner place with is beyond control, totally out of reach of the enemy, of Klippa. The mitzvahs moving us in the tzvei zmanim, zman haMishkan and zman haLoavi. That explains why in a time of in those two time periods. During the time of the Mishkan and the Midbar, and in the time of the after Mashiach comes in the third Beis Hamikdash, shtei the Aron bepnimius, the pnimius alev bechinas Moshe bimkaymei avagoli. That's why in those times the Aron, which is the very essence of the neshama, will be in its proper place and in a revealed way. In other words, even now the Aron is underneath, is hidden underneath the Harabayis. Even in the second Beis Hamikdash, it was there, but not in a revealed way. If you went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, it wasn't there. But in those times, in the Mishkan and in the third Beis Hamikdash, it'll be there, not for all to see, but it's there. And the reason is the Deir HaMidbar is given at their day, that the generation of the Midbar was called a generation of knowledge. The Ganse Deir is given in the Darga for Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire generation was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vasinyonai is Das Elyon, that his, what defines Moshe Rabbeinu is his knowledge of above, of Hashem. His knowledge is on the level of Das Elyon, of above. Kimavurin Kisvei Arizal, as Arizal writes, when Oich Bevias HaMashiach and his mom says Mekoyim that's Mekoyim Molav Hashem Lekechas Lavavcha, and the time will be fulfilled what the Pasuk says, that Hashem will circumcise your heart. Oich the Klippa Adaka, which means that even he will remove even subtle Klippas, not just the coarse Klippas, but even subtle Klippas will be removed. That Nizgalaver and the Nekudas Pimis Halev Bechinas Moshe, that will bring out the very inner dimension by every yid, the Moshe Rabbeinu within him, because now there's nothing to block it. Hashem will remove even subtle klippas, and therefore nothing will be obscuring it, and that will come to the fore. That will be revealed, and that's why in the Aveda of every yid, the Bechinas Moshe is shayach both in the time of the Mishkan, which every Jew was at that time on the level where Moshe Rabbeinu was their Rebbe. They also attained a certain level of closeness and connection to Moshe, and in the time of the third Beis Hamikdash, certainly the Moshe Rabbeinu within each one will be brought out, and that's why that's the time when the Aron Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pnimius Alev, is completely revealed. On the other hand, in the time of the end of the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, and the ganze zman from Migdash Sheni, and in the entire time of the second Beis Hamikdash, v'sagam as oich demult is the oren ganz, when nishtar angefallen b'day oivim chasav shalom, that even though even at that time, the oren was complete, in other words, it's there, and it never fell into the hands of the enemies, is this abba behelim ganze Yeshua, but it's concealed, Yeshayo. Hamelech, he hid it, he concealed it under the tunnels in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's no longer revealed, even though it's still there. Yud Gimel, Apianal, Kemen Oich Mazbezayim, Bepnimis Yinyonim, based on this we can explain also at least, Bepnimis Yinyonim, Dosfos, the Rambam is Meduyuk, Medayuk, Onsuruf, and the Mishkan, Migdash Hamidbar, why the Rambam calls the Mikdash, the Mishkan, why does he call it the Mikdash of the Midbar, of the desert? For him, Kiddu is the Rambam, Rambam's Vesifer, Kaminyon from Kabbalah, because as we know, the Rambam alludes to certain concepts of Kabbalah in the Sefer Hayat. Now, that is a binyonenu, so also in this case. In the Mloshim Mikdash Midbar, when he uses the term Migdash, the Beis Hamikdash of the desert, in regards to the Mishkan, is Merubis the Maila now for Mishkan, that's bringing out this quality of the Mishkan, as in M, is there Orem Bim Kemi Begoli, that in the Mishkan, the Orem was always there, and in a revealed way. For Pnimis, the Pnimis Alev, because the inner of the inner, meaning the Yechida of the heart, is the Bechinus from Midbar Shem Neshama, that's called the desert of the neshama, thus is hechav from bechinas adam shav neshama, which transcends even the level of adam of the adam describes the highest level of a person, of a human being. As we know, there are four descriptions of man, which is adam, ish, gever, and enish, and adam is the highest. But midbar describes a level which is even higher than adam. And we could say that the four levels refer to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and then Chaya is Adam, and Yechida is represented by Midbar. What's the connection between Midbar and Adam? Why is it higher than Adam? Because the Pasuk says that a Midbar is a place, Lo Yoshav Adam Sham, a place where no man lives, dwells. In other words, that the Midbar is higher than Adam. Adam cannot reach that place. L'mal Yusa, in a positive way. Usually a midbar, that there is no man, it means that there is nothing of Kedusha there, but there is a positive aspect to it as well. Mitzvah Snefesh, Shalomayla Matamadasa, represents Mitzvah Snefesh, which goes beyond Adam, beyond any kind of rationale. When the Fage findt man euch by Mashiach in the Bechinus Ma'oid, Hecher von Adam, that's why we find by Mashiach also the term Ma'oid, which means higher than Adam. It says in the Pasuk, Hine Yaskel Avdi, my servant, meaning talking about Mashiach, will be wise, Yoram Venisa Vagava Ma'id, will be elevated and removed and higher than Ma'id. Vas Ma'id, Hagam as Ma'idu Isis Adam, even though the letters of Ma'id and Adam are the same letters, Aleph Dalad Mem, is a Saber Inatziru Vas Vaista Bechinis Bligvul Klal. But the way in which the letters are formed in the word Ma'id represents a formation which is completely transcends, it's completely beyond Bligvul. It is totally infinite. Hechef and Tziruf Adam, even higher than the combination of letters, the same letters, as they make up Adam. Adam, which is the highest level of a man. But it still represents Adam. Ma'id represents an even higher level than Adam. Nor Midbar de Kedusha, this is talking about, it describes Midbar of Kedusha, as Midbar is represented in Kedusha, Varam Dos is Targis Aram, because that is the level of the Aram, was Durch Mashiach, and that as Tzriku gebracht werden, Lemkaime Begoloi, because through Mashiach, the Aram also will be brought back in a revealed way, as we just said before, and therefore, he is described, Mashiach is described as Ma'oid, something transcendent, even of Adam. It represents the pnimius of the pnimius, the inner of the inner, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yechidah Shebenefesh. Yudalit says Yedua, it's well known as Adam Weist of the Drei Bechinas from Achshava Dibur Maisa. that the letters of the word Adam represent machshava, thought, speech, and action. The Aleph represents machshava. Dalet is the first letter of Dibur, and Mem is Maisa. The Alter Rebbe says this in Likutei Torah. When al pize kumtois, based on this, it comes out as in the tziruf ma'od, that in the way the letters are arranged, rearranged to make up the word ma'od, hechef and tzir Adam, which is a higher level than Adam, is the aschola is Mem. So the first letter of this combination is Mem, which represents Maisa, which is usually associated with the lowest level. As in fact, by Adam, it's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, which is the order in which they're usually brought here. The Ma'id, the Mem, represents Maisa, which is the first letter of the word Ma'id, the beer in them. So to explain this, the Inyan HaMesiris Nefesh Dikzecho is Dafke in Inyan HaMaisa, because Ma'id represents the absolute Mesiris Nefesh. Where do we find Mesiris Nefesh expressed fully? That's in Maisa, in the world of action. The Notz Chilosim B'Seifim Dafke, as we know that the top is always rooted in the bottom, so the highest levels of Mesiris Nefesh are expressed in the lowest level, which are Maisa. In the Minyafun, as it's explained, similar to what's explained about what is, that there is no the what we say in the davening, there is no comparison, there's nothing to compare to you in Olam Hazeh, in this world. As dafke in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, that it's only dafke in the physical world that is expressed the fact that Hashem, there's nothing to compare to Hashem. So also the infinite aspect, the incomparable level of a yid, as the koyach hamesiris nefesh from pnimis, the pnimis alev, that this, which represents the koyach hamesiris nefesh, this inner, the inner of the most inner part of the heart, which is mesiris nefesh, the ein arech shem neshama, this part of the neshama, which is completely incomparable to anything else, there's nothing on that level. Driktzichoyz dafke in the koyachas yeshaloy is expressed dafke in the world of action. And thus is the keshet zwischen the zwei inyonim in Mishkan and in Migdash, Hashlishi. And that's the connection between the Mishkan and the third Beis Hamikdash. Number one, the Aron is b'mkayme b'goli. The first similarity is that the Aron is in its place where it should be in a revealed way. On Beis, the second thing, the Gashmi is the kechaloke v'kleyam Hamishkan ba'amigdash and anitzchim, that it's the physical elements of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan and the third Beis Hamikdash, which also have eternity. That's brought out because that's where the true highest level is expressed dafke in Gashmis. Because the idea of the Orem, which is the inner dimension of the heart, is dafke in the minyan asiya, is expressed for the most part in asiya, in the world of action. The gashmi is diken nitzchis from chalke v'klei mishkan ba'amigdosh, that it's the physical elements of the Beis Hamikdash which also have eternity. That's where it's truly expressed.